USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nearly all foreign visitors to the U.S. may soon need to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. The White House is considering the requirement as part of a plan to reopen travel into the country for foreign travelers as it faces pressure from airlines and allies to lift travel restrictions. The administration has not yet laid out a timeline for announcing or implementing the rule change. And a group of landlords late Wednesday challenged the CDC's latest moratorium on evictions, days after the initial ban had expired. The Alabama Association of Realtors asked a federal judge in Washington to lift the CDC's order, calling it unlawful and saying it was enacted to bow to political pressure. The group had been successful in their previous challenge to an eviction ban, having it declared unlawful back in May. Tuesday's order applies to areas of the country where there are substantial or high COVID transmission rates, currently about 82% of counties. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The Fed is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Germany is the latest country to send a warship to the disputed South China Sea. Lance Pry has more.
Germany sent a warship to the South China Sea on Monday for the first time since 2002 as tensions continue over China's claim of the territory. China says the nearly 1.3 million square mile area in the South China Sea are within its sovereign territory due to language in the Law of the Sea Convention. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And a new survey shows that American workers would be willing to give up a little of their paycheck to keep working from the home office. The poll from insurance provider Breeze showed that 65% of respondents would be willing to take a 5% pay cut to work from home full-time, with 15% saying they'd be willing to take a cut as large as 25%. A majority of respondents said that given the option, they'd be willing to part with paid time off if given the option to work from home full-time. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Support for President Biden's handling of the pandemic is slipping. Tim Berg reports.
A new poll finds President Biden's approval rating regarding his response to the pandemic has dipped by double digits. The Quinnipiac University National Poll of Adults found 53% of Americans approve of the job he's doing regarding COVID. 40% disapprove. This is a double-digit drop from May when Americans approved 65% to 30%. On Tuesday, when President Biden was talking about COVID, he told leaders of Texas and Florida to either lead or get out of the way regarding their COVID response. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz reacts to Biden's comments.
You know, there's a Yiddish word called chutzpah, and I think Joe Biden is embodying that word right now. We just had news breaking today that in the last several months, the Biden administration has released over 7,000 illegal aliens who were COVID positive just in one Texas city, in the city of McAllen. Joe Biden likes to talk about this pandemic. Well, I'll tell you what, the election of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris was a super spreader event.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the U.S. women's beach volleyball pairing of April Ross and Alex Kleiman will play for gold after defeating the Swiss team in the semifinals in straight sets. They'll take on Australia, who knocked out Latvia in the other semifinal for the gold medal on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.